So as you know that last week we started a sermon series under the title, Blessed Are You. And we talked about how Jesus invites his disciples to hear this first sermon he ever preached. And we talked about the fact that some of the things which Jesus tells are so difficult for ordinary to follow. And I think that is the reason Jesus asked his disciple that with God's help, we will be able to follow the teaching of Christ found in that particular sermon. Today, we're going to talk about Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Poor in spirit. Jesus is telling to his disciples that if you're poor in spirit, you are a blessed one. Now you and I can imagine this is such a radical teaching because in the world we constantly hear that you have to be rich. You constantly have to make money. You constantly have to be smarter than everybody else. You have to be the most educated person. You have to be the most powerful person. And when you're that, somehow people might consider you a blessed one. But here, Jesus tells to his disciple that blessed are you when you are poor. And I was thinking, I was wondering that why would Jesus call somebody who is poor in the spirit a blessed person? You see, because the poverty means, the spiritual poverty means, the person who is spiritually poor means that she or he doesn't have any spiritual credit in the bank. She or he doesn't have any spiritual resources to get the things what that person needs, what that person wants. Now, Bible teaches us that we are actually all poor, spiritually speaking. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, that all have sinned and all are short of the glory of God. There is no human being on the earth who haven't committed sin. The scripture says that all have sinned and all are short of the glory of God. And in therefore, in that way, we are all spiritually bankrupt. We're all spiritually poor. We're all spiritually without any credit. But the fact of the matter, dear people of God, is that many a times we don't recognize our poverty. We somehow feel that because I'm a very regular at the church, I somehow have some credit. And I can go to God and say, God, do you remember the last whole year I never missed a single service? And because of that, I should get this thing. God, do you remember that I was so generous to you and therefore I should get Tesla car? God, you know that I've been so faithful, I've done all good works and therefore I should get this or that stuff. Because guess what? I am coming in your presence. It is actually, God, your privilege that my gracious presence is coming to your presence because guess what? I'm just an amazing guy. When I wake up in the morning, I take shower and then I shave. And then once in a while, when I see myself, I say like, wow, what a handsome guy. And when I touch my cheeks, like, wow, what a soft skin I have. And then I forget to realize that, well, I haven't on the lights on. And so I would on the lights. And then I see like, okay, you know, Rajiv, like, yeah, you thought you're handsome, but guess what? You're not there yet. Because you missed some spot. And then I realize, well, you know what? Since I on the light, I also should put the glasses on, right? And then I put my glasses on. Then I realize, whoa, whoa, man, there is something really wrong with you. And yesterday, I Googled the fact that how your or my face would look if you look it on the microscope. I wanted to bring some of those images, but let me tell you, they are so gross that like you would not even consider me as a pastor anymore. What I'm trying to tell you, dear people of God, that when I see myself in a dark light, I think like I'm amazing. As soon as I see myself more in light, I realize like I'm not that amazing as I thought. And then I put my glasses on, I realize like there are so many issues. And if I see myself in the microscope, I'm not even worthy to stand here because of the strange things on my face. And so many times, spiritually speaking, dear people of God, we see ourselves in the dark. And when we see ourselves in the dark, somehow we feel that, oh, I'm just amazing guy. I'm just amazing person. And therefore, God owes me all I want in my life. But Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit because they recognize the fact that they are bankrupt spiritually speaking. They recognize the fact that even though I might look outside better or somehow people not see me, my face, but when I see myself in microscope, I can see my wretchedness. I can see my flaws. I can see the trouble on my face. When I see myself in the presence of gracious God, holy God, we will come to the conclusion, dear people of God, that we are poor in the spirit. And the reason Jesus tells to the disciples that blessed are you when you're poor in spirit, because these individuals have recognized their shortcoming. These individuals have recognized the fact that they are really bankrupt before a holy God. But as soon as you realize this fact, dear people of God, you are on your way to recovery. You know, at our church, we have a group of people called Alcoholics Anonymous. They meet, and it is so prevalent all over the world. And one of their first things is that as soon as somebody recognizes the fact that they are alcoholic, as soon as they recognize there is a need, that's the beginning of their recovery. Nobody else can force them. Nobody can else convince them. That person has to recognize the fact that I need help. Blessed are the poor because they have recognized the fact that I need help. In Luke chapter 18, there is a parable Jesus tells to his disciples about two people going to the temple for prayer. One is Pharisee. He's a religious leader. He's a religious scholar. He knows stuff about Old Testament. He knows all the rules and regulations about Old Testament. He has been following Moses for a long time. And there is another guy. He's a tax collector. He has given himself to the Roman government so that he can go and collect tax from his own people so that he can make some more money out of the misery of somebody else. They were one of the most hated people during Jesus' time because they were plotting, they were working against their own people. And Jesus tells that these two people went to the temple for prayer. And just let's see what happens as they go to the temple.
Our own people working for Rome. These people make me sick.
collaborators. Let's move on. They're stinking vermin. You should keep your distance from them. Two men went to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee, and the other one a tax collector. The Pharisee prayed, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, thieves, adulterers, or this tax collector. But the tax collector didn't even look up to heaven. He said, God, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner." God bless the tax collector, not the Pharisee. Anyone who praises himself will be humbled, and anyone who humbles himself will be praised.
Matthew, come.
To follow him. One has to wonder of the sins committed by his other followers.
Blessed are poor in spirit. See, there are four simple characteristics I see. Those who are poor in the spirit. The first one, people who are poor in spirit gives up the idea that God owes them. People who are poor in spirit gives up the idea that God owes them. They recognize the fact that whatever I get from God is only purely God's grace. It is because God's amazing mercy toward me, it is because God's amazing love toward me, that is the reason God keeps on blessing me. They recognize the fact that God is a loving parent, and as a loving parent wants to bless children, so God does bless me. That person, the poor in the spirit person, doesn't go to God and says, "God, you know, guess what? Because I've been so wonderful and therefore I'm supposed to get this. I've been so generous, therefore I'm supposed to have this. I've been so kind and therefore you're supposed to give me this or that stuff." The poor in the spirit is the person who knows the fact that it is only God's grace which enables God to bless his children. The second one, people who are poor in spirit are not afraid to ask. People who are poor in spirit are not afraid to ask. You know, there is a crude saying, but poor are always begging. And it is so true for the person who is poor in the spirit. That person constantly begging to God, that person is constantly dependent upon God's goodness. And that is the reason, dear people of God, every day we pray, maybe sometime 4 or 5 times, give us this daily bread. It constantly tells us that, God, we depend upon you for all the blessings we have. You know, I often tell that when I was growing up, I was a very bad student. But I'm not a bad student anymore. I got a few master's degree, and so once in a while, I think like, you know, guess, I can handle things by my way. I don't need God. I can just do it by myself. And guess what? Every time when I've started to think that way, I got in much bigger mess than I have ever gone into. Because I constantly realize that I cannot take care of even the simplest matter. These days, I am a man who is a constant beggar, constantly begging to God for wisdom, constantly begging to God for clarity, constantly begging to God for creativity, constantly begging to God for grace, constantly begging to God for God's mercy, constantly begging to God for God's presence in my life, in my family, at this church. Last year, I learned a simple prayer. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, have a mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, have a mercy on me, a sinner. Now, as you know, this prayer may be not talking about the struggle you're going through right now, your financial crisis, your crisis with your health, your crisis with relationship. It has nothing to do with that. But somehow this particular prayer always gives me deeper connection with God. I'm a constant beggar because the one who recognizes she or he is poor in the spirit is not afraid to ask. People who are poor in spirit are in position to receive. People who are poor in spirit are in position to receive. Remember the guy here in the parable, the Pharisee? He actually, if you go in Gospel of Luke and if you read his prayer, he says, God, guess what? I am much better than the guy next to me. He is a tax collector, but I'm a Pharisee. He is a sinner, but I'm a saint. He does all these bad things, but here I do all good things. In other words, he's saying that, God, here I come, and in my hand I bring all the wonderful things I do. And in the book of Isaiah, it says, our good works are nothing but than a dirty wrecks. It's nothing good. My face, I might think I'm looking handsome, but not really. And so here this Pharisee bring all this junk, religious junk, into God's presence, and he is holding it to God and says, God, this is what I bring to you. His hands are not empty. God wants to bless him. God wants to give him gold, but guess what? His hands are full of stuff, junk, religious junk everywhere. On the other side, the tax collector. He says, God, I messed up a big time. I am a sinner. There is nothing hidden from you. I have nothing to bring to you. And the scripture says, that person went home justified before God. Poor in spirit are in position to receive from God. The last one, poor in the spirit boast in the cross. They have nothing else to boast. The only thing they can boast is about cross, is about God, is about God's grace. Paul, in book of Galatians, at one point, he's writing that, you know what? Considering myself, I'm a really highly educated guy. I've been Pharisee, I've been a hard worker, I've been following the law and all that, but now, as I'm following Christ, guess what? This is all nothing. This is all a big zero. All I have is the cross. What can wash away my sin? nothing but the blood of Jesus. Person who is poor in spirit recognizes the fact that the only thing she or he can boast as a child of God is the grace of God, is the cross of God, is the mercy of God. Very quickly, what the person who is poor in spirit receives. Number one, God will hear their prayers. As we just saw in the parable, God heard the prayer of tax collector. They will be justified before God, as again, the tax collector went home justified before God. The third thing, they will experience God's kingdom right here, right now. You see, only this particular blessedness tells us, and they will experience the kingdom of God. In other words, they don't have to wait any longer. They don't have to wait for future. As soon as somebody recognizes their bankruptcy, their poverty in spirit, and when they go before God and willing to accept God's grace, the kingdom of God is right in their lives right now and right then. Heaven is in humble before humble is in heaven. Heaven is in humble before humble is in heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of God. Let us close our eyes and pray. I want to give you a minute to have conversation with your God. I don't know what you consider yourself this morning. Are we thinking like I'm like a Pharisee, does all this wonderful thing, and therefore I'm supposed to be blessed? Or are we like this tax collector, goes in the presence of God, recognizes that I am a sinner? Yes, there are good things I do. There are some goodness in me, but deep down, I am a sinner. I am in constant need of God. And if that's your prayer, and if that's what you are, and that's what you are this morning, tell to your God. Invite God, Jesus, into your life, recognizing the fact that God, it is because of you I have all these wonderful blessings. It's because of you I have this salvation. It's because of your grace I am who I am. Loving God, we come before you once again. I personally recognize my bankruptcy, spiritual bankruptcy in front of your people. I am in constant need of you. I constantly need you to overcome my stupidity, overcome my sin, overcome my mistakes. Give me your grace. Give us your grace. Put us on the path of recovery. Help us to experience your salvation. Help us to experience your kingdom in our lives right now. Because we are poor in the spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Amen.